While police continue to search for the killer of the four University of Idaho students murdered in Moscow, Maureen Marchant, a clinical social worker at the Counseling and Testing Center at the U of I, was part of a panel on community resources for those grieving last Friday.
And when I was at the vigil the other night and I saw Sigma Chi starting to walk out, that was it. I just started crying like a baby.
Marchant says more students have been using the university's counseling resources, but faculty and staff supporting those students also need to take care of themselves.
Give yourself that self-compassion and really lean into your own moments of joy in this process of, you know, just saying, all right, I got through the day, I got through my classes, this hot chocolate is so good right now, and I also feel like crud, I think is important to recognize.
Several services are available to both student and non-student community members, including local counseling services, spiritual counseling at local churches, and Moscow's Crisis Center. Joyce Lyons, who manages the Rural Crisis Network, says their locations in Moscow, Lewiston, and Orofino have no waiting period and can help connect people with additional resources.
Unfortunately, we don't have a crisis center for youth. However, we have had age groups 16 to 18 come in for access to resources or in crisis. And what we do is we talk with them. We don't admit them to the center, but we get them connected with who they need to be connected with in the community.
I'm Rachel Sun.